B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Up your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
You louse.
Yeah, that's right. It's time for Bring the Heat. 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. Andrew finds the best of the best. He's got a keen ear, and we debut him right here. What's today?
How am I just watching Murray State live for the first time? Like, this guy, Moran, not only does he look like Westbrook mixed with Steph Curry, they got this big heavy set guy playing center who can, you know, jump and play defense a little bit. They're fun. The problem with the NCAA is the Power Five conferences control all the TV money, so, you know, no offense to these guys, but you're stuck for national college basketball games watching Virginia beat Virginia Tech, you know, 48-40.
Yeah, not really. I hear what you're saying, but you could find these college games on Saturdays. I mean, you just got to go hunt for them.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. If you're just looking at, you know, turn on, you know, CBS, you're going to have that. Right, but you could watch these games.
In preparation of the tournament, you have to do a little homework. You have to find out what channel's True TV.
Well, nah, yeah, but not stuff. Even these during a regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
You could find these games on ESPN, FS1, the CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, and streaming as
because
well.
Because they have a lot of these games on. I mean, they're all on everything's on television. But Murray State, John Morant, man, is a blast to watch.
It's next.
Yeah, really, Marcus Smart? You wait till the big dog turns his back, and then you push the shit out of him?
Well, I think that... I don't know if he waited for him to turn his back, because Embiid turned right away after he went flying. I think Marcus Smart got mad when there was no foul on the play. Because yeah. Embiid just held firm. He kind of leaned in a little bit for the screen, and then held firm. And Smart went down like a pile of rock. I mean, just... poof. And then he's... jacked him from behind. Bit of a P move.
It was. It was a punk move.
Yeah, you grab him, you spin him around, then you try and
come
go.
Come on, man.
Yeah. And Joe was none too pleased. I love the way he got up.
That's why the playoffs going to be fun.
Oh. If they get the Celtics, it's going to be a blast.
Thank goodness we won, man. Getting tired of looking at that Parkwood old face of Al Horford, man. Peace, old Parkwood.
You got to give him credit, though. You got to give Big Al credit, right? I mean, he's
a power of a player, man.
Yeah, I mean,
he really is. He's a hell of a player, and he just kills us.
He's been doing it a long time.
He kills us, man. But he's better. He's better in Boston. Like, listen, when he was in Atlanta, he was a hell of a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
But he's better. He's better in Boston the way they use him.
Yeah, that's the thing. The coach is putting him in a position to succeed. I mean, he.
But he's old school, man. He's got like an old school game.
Is he like at Florida in like the mid-2000s?
Yeah, man.
Is that how long he's been around?
He's with Corey Brewer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, he's a good ball player, man. He just his boards, block shots. He's just old school.
Hi, this is Joel Embiid. A lot of people have been trying to duplicate my voice, but they're just simply not good enough. In fact, they're trash.
All right. Swing and a miss. Not all of them are winners.
I still want to do the Mitchie Tools contest, Jason.
The impression contest?
Yeah, I want to bring that back to middays.
I love it. I'm a big fan of the impressions. I love people that can do good ones.
So I think you'll be part of the field. We're going to put people up against you.
No, I'm not good, Ant. Mine are not good.
Dude, your Gabe is a great Gabe.
All right, the Gabe is palatable.
Strong.
I was pretty upset. The other Gabe checked in, but his message was just too much that we couldn't play it.
A little over the top, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But, it, like, me
too
listening...
Too many innuendos?
Yeah. Me Ooh, listening to it myself...
I love an innuendo.
I was enjoying it. Like, I was laughing. I was cracking up back there, but...
There was no way to clean it up, though.
No.
Well, okay. So
maybe I'll play it for you during a break.
Maybe he went a little too far. Ooh. He had too much launch angle on it, on his balls.
Did I just hear a guy say that he dips his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in chicken noodle soup?
Yuck. And milk. Milk is disgusting. There's actually a video on YouTube of a doctor saying that milk is actually, you know, meant for baby calves to get bigger.
All right. Well, people have been drinking it for since eternity around in the world. And it's got benefits. You don't like it? Okay. Don't hate me for liking it.
The peanut butter and jelly and the chicken soup.
That's weird.
That was the, like, I can't, like, that's one, that's equally nauseating as your milk and macaroni.
Well, to me, there's a simple rule. You can't dip anything into anything unless it's toasted. Is he toasting his peanut butter and jelly before he puts it on the bread?
The more my stomach churns.
Yo, Jason, yo, Cush, 50-year Phillies fan here. Wow. We've been waiting. He thinks his timing is just about where it should be. Did you see those two bombs? Cush, the second one, if you watch the replay of the second home run, who's it remind you of? Ken Griffey Jr. He's got that sweet, effortless swing. I love it.
All right.
Yeah, Griffey had that uppercut that he could just mash, but Bryce Harper, the two he hit yesterday, and the second one was just a monster.
No, that was Junior-like.
Yeah.
Speaking of Junior, how about the Chunis?
Oh, yeah.
Our man Andrew.
It's a morning today.
With an Ichiro jersey.
He's wearing a Mariners.
Favorite of all time, yeah.
Like, that's such a fascinating that your favorite player was Ichiro.
What brought you
to Ichiro? I hated Ichiro.
So I told the story the other day. In 2001, we had a family reunion in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
And we went to see an Orioles game, and they were just so happened to be playing the Mariners.
Right.
And that was his rookie season in Major Leagues. And he went like 3 for 4 or 4 for 4 that day. And I was like, who's this Ichiro fellow? So I did the dial-up internet when I got home after a couple days. And I was like, all right, I'm going to start following this guy.
Wow.
And there you go.
No, that's cool. I respect that.
I bought the once they started doing those MLB packages where you can go online and watch games. Once those came out, I was buying them to watch Mariners games.
Were you really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Now they're my second squad. Obviously, the Phillies are number one to me. But it was my way of seeing them because, like we talked about with Mike Trout, I don't really get to see Mike Trout unless he's on ESPN.
Yeah.
No, listen, it's cool. I mean, I think it's
cool jersey
that
too.
You did. It's a great jersey.
Yeah.
I like the white Mariner jersey better.
I do.
Yes.
I do too, actually.
It says Mariners on it.
Yeah, the white one's
the
really
contrast
cool.
of the colors a little bit more significant.
Yeah, for people listening, I got the gray with the Seattle on front.
Yeah. I you know, it's funny. I never liked him because he was a slap hitter. Like, he just throw his bat. Like, listen, he's a great hitter.
Oh, yeah. He's got a cannon of an arm.
Yeah, he does. And he was a great, great hitter. I mean, just, you know, could get his bat on anything. He had that kind of great eye. But I like power guys. I like big power guys.
Now, will Mikey Miss think that jersey is a violation for Andrew today?
I don't know.
Well, he's out on jerseys in general.
But that's a cool jersey, though.
I also bought this a long, long time ago.
Yeah, I get it.
I've probably had this for over 10 years now.
I appreciate the fact that you came in today and paid tribute to a guy that you liked a lot.
Of course, man. I'm in mourning right now.
Yeah. I know he's sad, and I saw his tweets about it. He's in a tough spot right now, Ant. He could use everybody's help and luck, maybe a hug or two.
Think about it. I was 8 years old when he came to the bigs.
Oh, wow.
I'm 25 now, so like the majority of my life was watching this guy play.
Yeah. Wow. It's a tough day for Andrew. Well, hopefully you can get through it, all right?
I'll accept money.
What's next?
It's just great that Craig Kimbrel has not been signed yet. He is the best closer ever. He has better stats, lifetime stats, than Mariano Rivera. He has a better lifetime ERA, and he has a better whip than Mariano Rivera.
He's not better.
Great.
No.
And the Phillies just signed him weeks ago.
No.
Okay.
Please, he's not better than Mariano. Stop.
Mariano,
come in and get you 5 out saves, 6 out saves. Mariano was unbelievable.
He was in one pitch.
He was the only vampire. He was the greatest vampire I ever saw.
It's incredible what he was able to accomplish.
But I agree with you, your premise, okay, man, that the Phillies should have gotten Kimbrel or should get Kimbrel because I look at that rotation and it's a problem. So you might as well go all in bullpen.
Turn it over.
With Robertson. You got to hope Sir Anthony's not had a great spring, but you got to hope that he turns it on. You got Robertson, and if you got Kimbrel, you know, you're really bullpen heavy, and it's like, all right, boys, just get me through six with the lead and I can lock it down.
And even if your bullpen's been taxed a little bit, you have all those arms, you still have guys available.
Yeah, as you remember Kansas City? Kansas City didn't have a great rotation a few years back when they were competing. They had a great, great bullpen.
Yeah.
Wade Davis.
Like, yep.
Like you come in and that's where you get him six innings. Like, get me the lead through six and I think it's ball game. And with the Phillies bats, they can get the lead through six. I throw out a bullpen that's got Robertson, Sir Anthony, Kimbrel. That ball game's over.
Yeah.
I just put the blockade on.
Yeah. And you bring it home and you get the W.
About this Mike Trout situation, you fans need to let it go, okay? He was never going to come here. He didn't spurn the Phillies because he never got a chance to, okay? So let it go. Grow up. Move on, because there ain't nobody in a right mind that's going to pass up a $430 million Powerball ticket.
You're right on, brother.
Totally agree.
Amen.
Can't agree with you anymore.
And I would do anything for G. I'd trim my beard and shave my back. And I would do anything for G.
Kiss my ass.
But I won't do that.
For love, but I won't do that.
No, I won't. Of course, G. There's only one G in Jason's eye.
And I would do anything for G.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you have enough fun there. What is that I won't do? That's the question, right? By the way, Meatloaf's
well, you can only find out between periods.
You remember that,
oh my God.
I don't know if you remember that video for that song, but there
I
was
don't.
A really hot girl in it.
I don't remember.
And I'm not sure if that was Meatloaf's wife. I believe it was, but he's got a really hot daughter that is married to who?
No idea, cuz. Zero idea.
He's one of my doppelgangers. He's
one
a
of your
guitarist in a heavy metal band.
Hold on. Let me just flip through my brain. No, don't know.
That would be Scott Ian from Anthrax is married to Meatloaf's daughter.
I want to get Scott Ian.
He's the guy with the really long goatee.
Dude, you really think I know who Scott Ian is?
Well, you remember the Among the Living album that came out in the
I don't.
Late 80s?
No, I don't. I have no idea
Attack
who Scott.
Killer Bees?
I've never heard of the name Scott Ian.
Wow, it's a violation.
Yeah.
The girl in the
I know
video.
Scott Ayer. That's who I know.
Yes. You would remember Scott Ayer. Lorraine Crosby was the girl you were talking about, Jason.
Yeah, she
Scott
was.
Scott you think you're
Scott
talking
Ayer.
To
her.
All right, that's Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for the summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Hit the line this weekend at 610-771-9751. No Flyers love on there except for the I would do anything for G.
Yeah.
No Carter Hartlove. That's a little disappointing to me, frankly.
Maybe people are out at this point.
Well,
You played Taps the other day. They listened to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't blame people. Come on.
Yeah. I put out a tweet last night when he had a flurry of good saves shorthanded in the first. Excellent goaltending or whatever by Carter Hart. And people were like, dude, the tournament's on. Like, don't you realize by now that I'm going to watch the hockey over the tournament in portions? That's going to be... I mean, do you not realize that?
I hear you. I had the Philly spring training game on for a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Come on. You are.
Am I supposed to watch Wofford over the Flyers?
I mean, that's who you are. That's great.
It's like, dude, if you got a problem with that, just unfollow.
It's the same thing with me with Anthrax. Like, I'm not, you were there blowing bones outside the parking lot at 7-Eleven and listening to Anthrax.
Big gulps.
That wasn't me.
No.
That wasn't my teenage years.
No. Yeah, that's an Anthrax. We use this for the open on occasion. A song from this is a newer one, mind you. It's called In the End. I like the old stuff the best. That's good stuff, right? Scotty Ian on guitar there, Ant. You like that?
I'm watching the game.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. Head up to the turnpike, and Max is on the Fanatic. Hey, Max.
What's going on, yo? Big fan.
What's up, brother?
Can you get us off that speakerphone, Max? We're going to have a hard time hearing you, buddy.
Yep. One second.
All right.
Is that better?
That's much better.
Oh, yeah. I'm just excited to be a Philly fan. And there's so much to be excited about. I don't even know what to talk about, to be honest. I'm getting updates that Bryce is hitting home runs. We finally beat Boston. Because I would have been miserable if we didn't beat. I'm always miserable when we lose to Boston. I may hate to become the worst out of any sport.
Me too. I know almost as much as the Cowboys. I mean, maybe even more than the Cowboys.
It's more for me. I hate the looks on their faces. I can't stand losing it, though.
I hate them too. Yeah.
Definitely have a lot of confidence going into the playoffs. I'm still a little wary because we were down by double digits and 9 in the fourth at one point. We can't be getting these leads. Keep me falling down to these leads. So hopefully they'll be better. But I'm definitely getting excited. Excited about Villanova. Love Jay Wright. Think he's about to make another run. And I don't know if it's possible, but if we can make an heir to something, I think we should make an heir to the next Philly Sixers coach and let it be Jay Wright.
Listen, if something happened and you wanted to make it, and they were going to make a change with Brett, then that he would be the only guy I would throw all the money in the world at him.
Exactly. I mean, Brett's cool right now, and I don't want to fire him. But if something
yeah,
happens.
I hear what you're saying.
It has to be.
Look, they have no business. They're not that good, Villanova. St. Mary's was a tough matchup for him. And that's a Jay, great coaches can win games in that sport.
Exactly. Another thing, he's been maximizing talent for years. He never gets top guys. But he gets the most out of them. That's what I want to see on the next level. I think if he wins it again, hypothetically, if he were to win it again, I think he's gone. Some NBA coach is going to come get him. 3 championships in 4 years.
Yeah, but they said that for years about guys like Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams. They've said it about a lot of guys.
All right, that's true. Well, hopefully he stays.
Nah, he can do it. He's cool.
There's a comfort.
Nah, but he's cool, man. Jay's cool.
Stone.
Jay could work at the next level, I think.
The way he runs his entire operation.
And plus he's doing USA basketball. He could do it.
That's a big thing for NBA players, the USA basketball connection too.
He could do it. I'm telling you, he could do it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out with Brett. We're all hoping for a long run and that conversation will be moved.
Yeah, it's just because Carl brings it up, but you know, if you were to do something, I've always said it. If you're going to do something, you just got to go. You know, it's the obvious choice, but it's the right choice.
Let's go to Chris in Westmont on the Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
What's up, boys?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, it's a great weekend. I mean,
it really is.
To be a four for four
guy, called when you were out. Called Jason. Jason, I told you what they tell you about Jimmy Butler. What was he going to do at the end of the game?
Yeah, feed him.
Slice and dice him.
You
started playing gladiator music.
That's right.
My daughter had a blast. It's just the place is jumping. It's family oriented. I just picked up dinner tonight. Pierogies, homemade pierogies for Lent.
It's great.
My kid calls me. She takes it early. She takes her practice core test or the practice 2 test to become a teacher.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for her. Say you failed 2 or 3 times. She calls me 2 hours later. Boom, she passed it. I'm listening to you guys. I'm at my shop, going to do payroll, going to sneak out. All of a sudden, I'm going to run into the local water tap by accident, watch the games.
That's a great day.
Usually we call
now, how do you do the homemade, the pierogies?
How do I? Well, my grandparents made them and my parents made them.
What's the best way to do them? Tell me.
It's dough, pierogi, potato, cheese.
So it's like the whipped potato.
Yeah, like a mashed whipped already.
Is it the cheddar?
Yeah, yeah.
With the onions?
Pepper in there.
Yeah.
They're like that. You can buy them at like Schweppes. I grew up in Port Richmond, so you can buy them anywhere there.
That's a great Polish community in Port Richmond.
You fry them up in like a potato chip, put some butter and onions in there. My kids eat them with their hands.
That's cool.
You know what? And we always call and complain or we always want more. I'm not being satisfied, but I got to tell you, man, I'm in a damn good mood, and you guys are great, and I'm going to drink a lager for you.
Do it.
And you.
Thank
and
you, brother.
Andrew, and go Nova. 4 for 4. Everybody have a great weekend.
Love it, Chris.
Count them down and be positive. Let's go.
All right, Chris goes in the mix.
Nice, man. I like that.
Yeah, for caller of the week and also the tickets to the Sixers game coming up next Thursday when they take on the Nets.
Happy. I like the happiness.
Well, that's
it's a good happy week.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. Look what happened this week. I mean, like the double cherry on top of the sundae was Harper hitting 2 yesterday. As you want to see guys as you get closer and closer to the games that matter to start to do things, and he's playing more. They're ramping him up, and boom, now he's making contact. Got his first hit the other day, then 2 bombs yesterday.
Yeah.
Now you're like, all right, man, you're pretty much there. Let's go. Let's get to these games that matter.
Let's go.
Let's go right now. I mean, let's start it off and
get
a rock.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you like the pierogies?
I do on occasion, yeah.
It's a nice item, the pierogi. There's a, there used to be a, well, there is a bar that does, that did them great, which is North 3rd Street.
Yep. In Northern Liberties.
Yeah.
I've had them there.
Tremendous pierogi.
They had a great macaroni and cheese there, too.
North
3rd
does a great pierogi.
Yeah. Yep. 610-632-0975. Couple open lines. Let's go to Hatboro and talk to Jerry. What's up, Jer?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Jer.
How you doing, Anthony?
My man.
You know, I grew up in an Irish household, and we would get roast beef, and Mom would throw one in the oven with potatoes and carrots for about 7 or 8 hours. And then it would come out, and you'd have to put a half a bottle of ketchup on it. And she would go ethnic. We would get Chef Boyardee ravioli out of a can. So I meet a girl who's half lesbian, and I'm sorry.
Half lesbian?
Half Lebanese. Half Lebanese and half Italian.
I was going to say, that's a great mix right there.
Just a good half, eh?
I was wishing. But anyhow, half Lebanese, half Italian, I get all these wonderful foods. Just, you know, the Italians did invent food. So, like an idiot, I marry a big-time wasp. And she likes the food, Anthony. She likes the supersan. She likes the gabagool. But she tells me, you can't spell. That's sopressata. And that's capicola.
Right, sopressata.
She just can't. And she thinks I'm an idiot for...
Well, that's where all those foods came from, the Chop dialect. Italian dialect that gets chopped up because you're talking quickly. Mm-hmm. And the people that come over are, you know, like my family that comes over, all the, you know, that's how you spoke.
And then if I went into Bruno's and asked for sopressata, they'd think I was an idiot.
Well, no, right, you can get the sopressata, it's called. You can get that. Yeah. That's not a problem. Emilio will take care of you.
Yeah, they're good. But you were given Jason some nicknames, and there's one word I've never gotten an interpretation for. What's a
scavozo? A so it's somebody you skeeve, like, yeah, it's a skank. Dirt ball. Like a dirt ball.
All right.
Yeah, skifoo. Yeah.
Are you a skifooza?
Yeah. The skifooze is a skeevy fella.
Yeah. There can be a skeevy girl, too. She's a skifooza. I've heard that on The Sopranos.
Yes. You know? Yes.
I'm talking about, like, you know, a girl who's been around a block.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I learned everything I know about the Italian culture from TV.
Yeah, you watch too much of it.
Yeah,
and you enact a lot of it into your vocabulary.
I love it.
You know,
like the pishadu.
Right, like you use too much of it.
I like to do. I like to bring in Commandatore.
That's a great episode. Commandatore.
See, that's respect. Commendatory. It's a great line. 610-632-0975.
Now the skifoos to, like, into the brothers go, you know, if you're thinking about the skifoos, the skeezer is the skifoos to the brother.
Okay.
Skeezers.
Oh, okay. That's their version of the same word.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to keep
something
up.
Something that Nat is not.
I agree.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
You don't need to know.
Trust me, you're better off.
You don't want to know.
Couple open phone lines.
These are free right here.
610-632-0975, but we do have a garbage disposal.
Yes.
That is the number to get in. Jump on if you want to get on before the end of the show. We'll squeeze you in because Mikey Miss is coming up at 2. It is the midday show, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Philadelphia Union Soccer's back full swing as they return to Talon-Energy Stadium tomorrow after a gritty 1-1 draw at Atlanta United. They're going to look to capitalize on an all-important Eastern Conference matchup against the Columbus Crew. After a drama-filled 2018, the whole crew is back. Now, of course, you can catch all the action tomorrow night. It's a monster, 7:30. You got International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian. You got the veteran Alejandro Bedoya as they look to lead the Union to victory at the game right here at home in Philadelphia. The U unbeaten against the Crew in their last three matchups at home. So, all right, let's keep this streak going. You can catch all the stars and all the young guns from right here in Philadelphia at beautiful Talon Energy Stadium tomorrow night, 7:30. Don't miss it. Again, crucial Eastern Conference matchup tomorrow night for the Union. Tickets still available online, philadelphiaunion.com. Join us tomorrow night, 7:30, for Philadelphia Union Soccer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
We're going streaking! Yes! We'll do it live!
What don't you understand?
2 o'clock. Don't forget, Mikey Miss coming up, top of the hour. Oh, we got Chef Tino on the line. So Chef Tino can help you out. He's tremendous, chef.
Caveman cookbook.
He might be able to help you out.
See, at least
make your food edible.
I Googled caveman cookbook or caveman cooking, and it turns out that that's actually a pretty popular thing, but not in the same sense of me, of what I'm trying to do.
That's why.
It's paleo.
Yeah, well, that's different. There's a whole diet, the paleo diet.
Yeah, it's caveman. Like, well,
if you, what was our guy that called up? He had the line for you. The tone deaf palate.
Yeah, see, I don't like that.
But it's smart. It's a play off of it.
Yeah, but the tone is an audible term.
Yes, it's meant on. That's meant to be.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's actually really good.
Didn't ring a bell with me. Let's go to Chef Tino. What's up, Chef?
Hey, what's up, Jay? How you doing, guys?
How you doing, man?
My brother, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I got to settle the pierogi debate, and then I want to talk a little bit of Eagles football real quick.
Yeah.
My wife runs the pierogi section over at Chev's in Port Richmond. She's been there for 8 years. Listen, she makes the best pierogies in the city. So,
really?
Anytime you want pierogies, let me
now,
know.
What does she do? First of all, I love that. That Port Richmond's cool. It's all the old school Polish. Good people.
Exactly. Real good people.
What is the trick of the good pierogi?
The trick of a good pierogi is definitely the dough.
Okay.
They make the homemade dough. The homemade dough and the homemade fillings. They make cheesesteak. They make all different kinds. They go everywhere.
Oh, cheesesteak pierogi.
But the traditional is the potato, though, right?
The traditional is potato and cheddar. That's traditional. Right. Yep. Then you saute with some onions and butter.
Gotcha.
But they make everything over there now. They do cheesesteak, buffalo chicken, all kinds now, just to, you know, appeal to the new market. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I get you.
You can go anywhere with anything. That's what I'm saying to Jason. There's no rules.
Chef Tino makes a wonderful stromboli.
Yeah, see, I agree, Chef Tino. There are no rules when it comes to cooking eating. Yeah, so it's right. Whatever you like individually, your combination. Yeah,
but some things are heresy.
Some things are heresy. It's like, all right, heresy.
No. Some things are heresy. So some things,
exactly.
You know, like drinking milk with a tomato grain, tomato sauce.
Listen, my Metagon cousins used to do that when I was
is heresy, right? It's a heresy.
It's only heresy to the Italians.
No, it's heresy to the food, to the tomato growers.
Exactly. They're all schivats over there.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Same thing you say, schivats.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing.
It's a slight alliteration, right?
The tomato, it's no good. It gives you agita.
All right, see, I don't know if I can partner with you, Chef Tino. I don't know.
You're a little
arrogant about the way I eat my spaghetti. I don't like it.
You eat it with milk too?
Yeah,
so good, Jay.
Absolutely, yeah. I drink milk with it, and it's beautiful. It's a great for me. I love it.
It takes care of your esophagus on the way down. Yeah,
it's just a nice combination.
That's a good guy. Hey, you use cream in vodka sauce, so I guess you could drink milk with tomato sauce, right?
You can do whatever you want. It's a beautiful
chef. Don't placate him, please.
He's not placating me. He's trying to win me back.
Listen,
over so he can get on my project.
About the Eagles' first draft pick.
Do you think
Howie goes safe and goes offensive line?
He may. He may go O-line. He may go D-line.
Edge rusher.
This draft is very, very deep in edge rusher.
I want to see a running back, though.
I do too. Well, he's got to go second. Listen, he's got to get a second round running back because they got no third round pick. He's got to go back in the second round.
Yeah, he's got two second round picks, Chef Tino. So.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, man.
You do a good job with the Flyers, too, there, big guy. I listen to you all the time.
Had a guy. I appreciate it. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. Take care. God bless.
Always, my brother. Always.
Yeah, the Eagles have 2 second-round picks and 2 fourth-round picks. So that doesn't preclude them from moving into the third round if they want to do that, because they can. Because you have the 2 fours, you could combine 2 fours in like a 5 or a 6 and move into the third round and get a guy. But then we'd rather see them go running back if they're in the draft sometime in that second round before the pool of running backs gets thinned. Didn't work last time with Pumphrey.
Listen, they got to go. They got to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
What's there is really thin. It's dangerously thin.
Yeah. It's not finished yet. They're going to add probably 2.
They need to add 2.
Because we don't have faith that Wendell Smallwood.
I draft a receiver, too.
What kind of receiver are you going after? You going after a stretch the field guy?
Because Deshaun, an outside receiver, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because Deshaun, you're going to get a year or two out of.
Yeah, but I need an outside young outside receiver. They need a young outside receiver. And again, you know, I don't get the Aguilar thing at all. So,
yeah,
whatever.
Trevor in Connecticut joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Trevor.
What's up? If we did the reverse taps and the Flyers make the playoffs, I'm going to go crazy. So I'm going to say that first.
4 points out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not crazy, man, to think that they could now with 8 games to go. I mean, it's been wild here in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, Columbus losing last night was huge, and they've been 5-7-1 since they got DeShane, DeZingle.
Well, that guy's like a. I don't want to use the C word, but that guy's a problem.
I was going to say poison to the locker room. I'll save that. How about that?
Yeah, I agree. I think he just messes with your chemistry, and I think that he's just a mutt. Skilled mutt.
Yeah. So I have buddies in Columbus. They're freaking out already. I'm just laughing at them. So that's what I do best at them since I used to live out there. Phillies, I'm excited. After seeing Bryce hit those 2 bombs, yesterday in that spring training game.
It's awesome.
I'm excited for football, I'm for baseball. And for Andrew, you're not in violation. I agree. Tell it to Mikey Miz. You're not in violation at all, the jersey at all. If he is, tell him to come up with me. So,
all right.
Well, I think you just told him.
Yes. So, other than that, how many bombs are we thinking Bryce Harper is going to hit at Citizens Bank Park? And you see them grab the starting pitcher. I know. Gonzalez,
you got to come to 40,
Keuchel,
don't you?
2 years.
No, I don't. You know, I don't like Keuchel. I don't trust him, and he's going to want more than 2.
Well, the season starts next week, so he's probably better for a deal, anyways. And Kimbrel's still out there. He just wants like 5 years, which is ridiculous. He doesn't deserve.
Right,
that.
But that's the guy I would want. I want to go more bullpen. Look, they need a starter, but I'm not going to overpay for Keuchel. I'd rather get the bullpen piece, Trev, and I'd have a lockdown bullpen. And at the deadline, I go get myself a third starter who's a left-handed.
I like the left-hander part. It's always good for playoffs, especially. So,
yeah.
So,
no question.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Trev. Have a great weekend.
Hey, love the show.
Thank you.
Let's go Nova.
Let's go Nova. God. Yes. Some props did come out in regards to the Phillies. Got them the other day from our buddy Jimmy Shapiro. Bryce Harper. Let me see where you stand on these.
Hold on. Let me try to guess.
Okay. I was going to give you the over-under and see if
Let me try to guess where what number they're at.
Right. So, batting average first.
Batting average is it should be like right around 290-something, 298.
275.
Wow.
You going over or under that? Over. Obviously, you're going to go over. Andrew, over or under 275 for Harper's batting average this year?
He's going to get a lot of good looks, man.
Yeah.
It got skewed last year because he had dismal start.
Yeah, the All-Star break, he was batting 219.
But I think he can hit in the 290s this year.
I'll go over. I don't know if I'm up 290s, but 280s. I'll take 280s.
Okay.
I'll certainly take 280s, but I think he can actually go 290s.
All right. Over under on home runs for the 2019 season, Bryce Harper.
35.
32.5.
I love the over.
Yeah, it's over.
All right.
This ballpark.
How about ribbies for the season?
Well, the over-run is probably 100, right?
100.5.
Yeah. I go over there, too.
If you're going over in homers, you're probably going to go over in RBIs. Andrew?
I'll take the over
in this lineup.
All right. Total runs scored?
100.
102.5?
Yeah, over.
All right.
He's got guys behind him. That's why he's going to have a lot of RBIs this year, too. Segura's going to get on base. McCutcheon's going to get on base.
And I don't expect in this ball, in this yard, he's going to go. He's going to hit the ball. I just think, and I don't think, the only thing that worries me about the average is going to be what kind of pressure he feels.
Yeah.
Because he may not want to be patient and take as many walks.
Yeah, he could strike out a little bit this year. Yeah. I mean, be ready for that.
All right, let me give you this. Rhys Hoskins, over-under home runs this year.
28.
32 and a half.
Really?
Yep.
Good. I like the over.
Because you're going to see a lot of pitches there.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah. You going over that, Andrew?
That's tough. I think he's right around there. Like, I think that's a very good number. Yeah. And I'll take 32 from Hoskins.
Oh, yeah, you will.
I'm thinking 35.
You get 35.
I mean, look, the lineup is much better, so you're going to get better pitches to hit.
I'll say over just because I don't think he goes through that streak that he went through last year where he didn't get a hit for, like, 23 straight at-bats. So I'll take the over.
All right. I hate to say, but I'm all over, 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 and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you love the offense. All right, batting average, Gene Segura.
Well, he's 300. He's a
290.
290. He's a 300 hitter.
Yeah.
New league.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it might affect him a little bit.
RBIs for Real Muto, 70 and a half. How about Franco? Total homers.
15.
23 and a half.
Wow.
Yep. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to take the under, but that's a good number.
That's shocked it's that high. I'm big. You know, I'm bullish on Franco.
Nola wins.
18.
No, that can't be the over-under, is
13
it?
13 and a half.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a lot lower than that.
Yeah.
But I would take the over.
He's 13 and a half. Arrieta is 12 and a half. Pavetta is 8 and a half.
Pavetta's your number two starter.
How about that? 610-632-0975. We got Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. We got a couple calls in before we get out of here. Stay tuned. It is the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, yesterday we were at Parks Casino for the Cuz's Corner. We had a lot of fun every Thursday. Cuz Corner, and we have a blast. And by the way, we did our podcast for the tournament. In fact, you can download it at Parks Casino on Twitter. You can check that out. We have a lot of fun every Thursday night at Parks. I was at the Sportsbook and doing the show, and people were packing it. A lot of fun watching Nova play. If you're looking for something to do today or all over the weekend while the tournament's buzzing, head on over to the Sportsbook at Parks Casino. It's a lot of fun. Just a great time. You go to Chickies and Pete's. You can go to Olivetto, get some pizza. There's all the places to watch the games. Sportsbook's a lot of fun, though. All the kiosks, they have everything you want with all the action, the parlays and the spreads and teasers and props and everything right there. Also, you can go to the Racing Sportsbook Valley Forge, formerly the Turf Club, 422 in Oaks, or in South Philadelphia, the Racing Sportsbook, which is formerly the Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right in the shadows of the stadiums. So it's the same tickets at all three places. You'll actually love it. It's a great time. Head on over to Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino, and check out the sports book. It's a blast. Gambling problem must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
453?
Yeah.
Wow. He's just in there watching it. The big kid's got in the foul trouble for Iowa.
You have Cincinnati or Iowa?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I do too.
Cincinnati. Oklahoma all over Ole Miss at halftime by 17.
Wow.
But these games are crazy because they call these great comebacks. That's why the tournament's awesome.
Yeah.
It's always fun. Get the big leads. The runs go on. It's a lot of good basketball. I can't wait.
Yeah, huge lead there. Texas Tech and Northern Kentucky are just underway, tied at 10.
That Texas Tech team is good. They could go to the Final Four, Texas Tech.
No, they just started. I was looking to see if there's any finals yet, but it's too early. But another 16 today, Amp. And they'll get round two underway, in essence, starting tomorrow. Nova be back in action tomorrow. What time's the Nova game tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Villanova is at 8:40 tomorrow night.
Okay.
Purdue's a four-point favorite.
Ooh, okay. The Boilermakers a four-point choice tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah, Villanova's live, man.
Yeah, yeah, this could be a good game. And you're going to have great action all weekend long. Sixers back in action tomorrow against the Atlanta Hawks on the road. The Flyers back in
action
tomorrow.
It's funny because it's after watching the Bucks and the Celtics.
I got to watch the Hawks.
Yeah.
You're ready for the playoffs. You're like, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, seriously, I got to waste now. I got to come off that high and watch the Bucks.
I mean, quite frankly, I'll be watching tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be watching tournament. I mean, I'll obviously check in on Sixers.
Yeah, you dip in.
But I'll be watching predominantly tournament. Like, and that's always the case. Like, you feel good. You're where they're at. But this time of the year, you know, they start. You're playing a donkey like Atlanta.
Mm.
That's a check-in game.
And the Flyers beat the Islanders again.
Yeah, it's a home
time tomorrow. on your home ice.
And beat them twice on the road handily. And they got them tomorrow. And then they got the Caps on Sunday. Dual weekend matinee games. So we'll see if we come in Monday and play Caps or not.
The afternoon Flyers game.
Yeah, I like the afternoon Flyer game, too.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
We'll see what plays out. I played Taps the other day a bit prematurely, as it turns out. So let's squeeze in Mark real quick. KM, what's up, buddy?
Jason, we got to convince our friend Anthony that there's more to life than Perrier sparkling water and red wine. Milk is a good choice.
Yeah, as a guy who trains like you do, KM, you know the value of milk.
Got to get that calcium. Vitamin D. But Anthony, all jokes aside, let me make a couple points here. I'm not going to tell you something as an Italian that you already don't know. There's three ways to cut the acid of a tomato. One, you could do it with salt. Two, you could do it with spice. Three, you can do it with dairy. And you guys do this already. You guys eat your tomato sauce.
KM, I hear you. I know about I don't need the dissertation on it. It's horrible. It's just a bad choice to drink milk. I don't care. You do what you want. You're not offending me. Like, I don't care. I don't really care what you do. You could drink battery acid with it. It doesn't matter. Hey, do what you want. I'm not here as judge and jury of anyone. All right? The only thing is, Mikey, God bless, that's Mikey's role.
Yeah, I am judge and jury.
You are, Mikey.
It's
judge Dredd.
Violation, drink milk with spaghetti.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's just awful. But again, that's for Mikey to assign a sentence. I don't really care.
Because
quite frankly,
you're just being nice.
No, I really don't give a bleep.
Now, the games are on now. That's what he gives a bleep about.
Right. Like, I just want to get out of here, man. Like, right. I want to get out of this building.
All right, we got to wrap up because we got to get out of Hard Out because Mikey's got the television program coming up at 2 o'clock. Real quick, Marty in Riverton is our caller of the week. $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. Damon in West Philly scores the Sixers tickets in the spot knockout.
I just want to be out of this building.
Yeah, and Mikey misses up next to two. And the handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Mike coming up next. He's got you on this Friday. Andrew, great week. Anthony, we'll be back Monday. Enjoy it, everybody. Stay locked in right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
I just want to be out of this building.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.